First, Fannie Mae-backed Bitcoin mortgage closes through Coinbase. The first mortgage backed by the Federal National Mortgage Association, or Fannie Mae, that counts Bitcoin toward a borrower's qualification has closed in the United States, with the crypto side handled through Coinbase. Bitcoin Magazine reported the closing on June 4, 2026, calling it the first deal of its kind to reach the finish line. The news landed during a weak stretch for crypto prices. Bitcoin traded at $64,319 as of June 4, 2026, down 3.7% on the day and roughly 12% over the past week, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 20, in fear territory. The mortgage milestone is structural rather than price-driven, but the timing is a reminder that the rails are being built regardless of where the chart is pointing. A policy shift finally produces a signed loan. The closing is the practical result of a regulatory change that has been moving through the U.S. housing system. The Federal Housing Finance Agency, which oversees Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, directed the two enterprises to begin treating cryptocurrency held at regulated U.S. exchanges as a qualifying asset for single-family mortgage risk assessment. Before that change, a borrower with a large Bitcoin position typically had to sell it and season the cash in a bank account before a lender would count it. That requirement created a tax and timing problem. Selling Bitcoin to qualify for a loan can trigger a capital gains bill and forces the borrower out of the asset they wanted to keep. Counting the holdings directly removes that step. A borrower can keep the position and still show the reserves a conventional loan underwriter wants to see. What changed here is not that someone borrowed against crypto. Lenders have offered Bitcoin collateralized loans for years through private channels. The difference is that this loan fits inside the conventional mortgage system that Fannie Mae stands behind, which is the channel most American homebuyers actually use. Coinbase sits at the verification layer. The role of a regulated exchange in the deal matters. For an underwriter to count Bitcoin as a reserve, it needs a way to confirm the holdings exist, that they belong to the borrower, and that they can be valued and, if needed, liquidated. A U.S. regulated custodian gives the lender that confirmation in a format it can accept. That places Coinbase at the verification layer of the transaction rather than as a lender. The exchange is where the asset is held and proven, while the mortgage itself runs through the normal Fannie Mae process. It is a narrow role, but it is the piece that makes the rest of the loan possible, and it is the reason the first closed deal ran through a regulated venue instead of a self-hosted wallet. There is a trade-off baked into that design. Holdings have to sit with a custodian the lending system trusts, which means the borrower accepts the counterparty exposure that comes with any custodial arrangement. The history of frozen balances at failed crypto firms is the reason some holders prefer to spend and hold from their own wallet. For a mortgage that depends on third-party verification, custody at a regulated exchange is the cost of entry. A larger asset base enters home lending. The number that makes this interesting is the size of the holder base it could reach. Tens of millions of Americans own some Bitcoin, and a meaningful slice of them hold balances large enough to matter in a mortgage application. Until now, that wealth was effectively invisible to conventional underwriting unless it was converted to dollars first. Folding crypto into the qualification math changes who can borrow and on what terms. A self-employed buyer with an uneven income but a substantial Bitcoin position now has a reserve the system recognizes. For the housing finance giants, it widens the pool of qualified borrowers in the United States without loosening the underlying credit standards, since the asset still has to be verified and valued. It also pulls Bitcoin one step further into everyday financial life. The same logic that lets crypto count toward a mortgage is the logic that lets people spend it through stablecoin and crypto-linked cards without cashing out first. The through line is the same. Treat the holdings as a usable asset, not a position you have to unwind before the traditional system will deal with you. A first deal, not a finished system. One closed loan is a proof of concept, not a market. The terms of this specific mortgage, including how much Bitcoin was counted and at what haircut, were not detailed in the initial report, and the broader rollout depends on how lenders, servicers, and the enterprises handle valuation volatility over the life of a loan. A 30-year mortgage outlasts many Bitcoin cycles, and underwriters will price that in. For now, the fact stands on its own. a U.S. homebuyer has closed a Fannie Mae-backed mortgage with Bitcoin counted toward qualification, verified through a regulated exchange, without selling the asset first. That is the first time the conventional housing system has said yes to that structure.